There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Wanted to be the hit, but...
Welcome in, friends. It's the IHOP 8 o'clock hour here on TMA on the Plowhawks Farewell Show. IHOP, try IHOP's new spring menu featuring tasty classic chicken sandwiches and new cinnamon apple pecan pancakes. It's IHOP 8 o'clock hour sponsor on TMA. Send your emails in for the design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day. Text in the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox 314-881-TMA5. And, of course, call in with your tributes for the Plowhawk, 636-9004, TMA. We were joined by both Martin Kilcoyne and Tony La Russa in the Munganess St. Louis Acura, Munganess Burkhardt, Alton Toyota, 7 o'clock hour. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, Plowhawk with us, Ken Strode, not available, but Jackson Burkett is available.
Hello, Berkey.
What's up, boys?
Jackson, I tasked you with pulling this audio, which I thought would get you going, Plowhawk. This is former Cardinal manager Mike Schilt. See if you notice any similarities from his post-game press conference yesterday and Ali Marmol's, or see if you notice any difference. Here he is following a game with the Colorado Rockies, and the Colorado Rockies have the best record in baseball. Is that right? Or is that the White Sox?
No, they're one of the worst.
Okay, I got different standings here. Take a listen, Mike Schilt.
Didn't seem like for as good as Wandy has been of late. He just didn't really have it from the start today. Why was he left in for five batters? Did you consider getting him out of there earlier?
It was obvious to you.
I said it seemed like he didn't really have it early today.
Okay. Wandy has about a 60% ground ball rate. Okay. The second a guy gives up a home run, I can't just go take out a guy that's got a microscopic ERA and it's got righties out all year. Now, it can be subjective whether he has or not. That can be your opinion. My opinion is I got a veteran guy out there that knows how to get a ball on the ground and is one pitch away from getting a ground ball. So that's what we had. It didn't work out. Things don't work out all the time. I don't know what else you want me to tell you.
Oh, that's fair.
This is a crazy venue. Crazy things happen here. How much of it is concern versus that's just, you just chalk that one up to
close. I don't have any concern. I'm going to tell you what I walked out of this ballpark. There's some agitation because we didn't win the game. But I'm going to tell you what I walk out of this ballpark with. A couple things. A bunch of gamers that showed up without one of their better players in Manny, which, you know, rightfully so. He's having a baby. We got Jackson who, you know, a little ouchie. Want to stay away from it. We have guys all over the field playing their asses off and going out and stepping up and getting after it every day. A bunch of gamers stepping up all across the board. And I'm going to tell you what, I'll run Wandy Peralta out there any and every day in the eighth inning with the lead. Okay? It doesn't work sometimes. But I can tell you what, this group, outside of the result at the end of the day, the heart and the competitive spirit and those guys getting after everything they've got, it doesn't work out every time. But I'll take this group any day of the week because I got a bunch of winning gamers. Take that over the long haul.
It's Mike Schilt. They lost the Rockies yesterday 10-9. And he was being asked about the blowing the lead in the eighth inning. The Padres, for the record, are 14-14, 2.5 behind the Dodgers, who were only a game above 500 until a recent four-game winning streak. They're 16-11. The best record in the National League belongs to the Atlanta Braves. This is starting to become a little like college football. You can accurately predict who is going to have big years and who's going to have terrible years. Although I would say the biggest surprise in baseball, Doug,
would be?
Well, I didn't think Houston would be a last place team.
Positive wise, I would
Cleveland. Say. Yeah.
Cleveland, 100%. 18-7, 720 win percentage. That is the best in the American League, the National League's, the Braves, the Dodgers, 16-11.
Don't count out the White Sox, they're 3-22.
Yeah, that isn't bad.
Are they going to be the worst team in Major League? I know it's early. We always have a team every couple years that.
Well, we're
just,
at a point, Plowhawk, when you're at this point, 25 games into the season, if you want to try to project, and of course it isn't the way that it winds up working, it's the multiple is relatively simple. Times seven. I mean, it's not exact, but it's about that. So they're on pace for 21 wins.
I mean, that's crazy. And you know they're going to get, like, even 40 is, I didn't think would happen.
Well, they have 56 runs scored. And, Doug, I don't know if this does anything to the Vaughn Index, but they have a minus 85 run differential.
This is the White Sox?
Yes.
Let me check the Vaughn Index.
Okay.
I have
See
to do some
anything.
Math with the calculator. You said it's minus 85.
That's right.
They've lost seven in a row. They're 1-13 on the road.
Yeah, see if you got anything on it.
Vaughn Index would be a negative 15. A minus 15.
But when does the Major League Baseball step in? Or do they can't they just got to let this one ride out?
In?
Well, they would like a salary cap, and then there needs to be a salary floor. If you're going to have a salary floor, you need to have a salary cap. And, Salary.
If I'm the White Sox, I look into moving to Nashville.
It's a great spot.
I get out from under the Cubs' shadow. I get out of the ghetto of South Chicago, and I move somewhere where a town would go nuts over having a baseball team, support it in a big way, and get a new lease on life.
It's a perfect team to go, too. Like, they don't have a great stadium. I think
it's not
a great stadium. There's nothing around it.
No. They were like the last stadium built right before Camden Yards, which kind of ushered in the new retro style ballparks.
Yeah. U.S. Cellular Field, the last time I knew what it was. I don't know what the name of it
Guaranteed
is.
Guaranteed Rate.
Guaranteed Rate Field, okay.
They're always just kind of an afterthought. It seems like they're an afterthought. And
there was a column about a month ago, in the Chicago Tribune about the White Sox and Nashville.
Oh, was it?
Chicago White Sox chairman Jerry Reinsdorf pushed back last summer against rumors this team could abandon its south side home for Nashville. But his December meeting, and now it just said you got to log in, and now I got a problem.
Hey, all right, that's it. Don't read any more of the article.
I subscribe to a bunch of things.
While you're logging in, I will.
I will not be logging
what
in.
What a big team!
I mean, purchasing.
What is that, Athletic?
That's Chicago Tribune.
Oh, okay.
They have a subscription now.
Well, a lot of the newspapers trying to figure out how to make a buck.
Nashville's an expansion. Didn't they already say it was an expansion? It wasn't going to be a team that moved. Have they came out and said that?
I don't know. That's been definitively determined.
I think that they are expected to get an expansion team.
But they got
push back the expansion teams. The logic being, and this is, I don't know if this is public, but this is coming from a primary source involved in the situation, because they wanted to hold it back to use it as a chip in the next CBA. Because once they use that, they're adding 80 players to 40 mans.
Yeah.
So with two new teams, two times 40, 80 players. And then they can use that with the MLBPA.
Right. A lot of minor leaguers on top of that.
Oh, yeah. Staff and all that.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on Nashville and Salt Lake City, Doug.
Yeah. The divisions are pretty well divided up right now. Both teams, 15 teams, five-team divisions. That works. But I guess you could add a sixth team somewhere.
I think Nashville, would they be in the Central then?
Be pretty good in the National League Central.
I guess they could be in the AL Central as well with the White Sox.
Yeah.
I guess either one of those would work, but that'd be kind of fun to have an expansion team in our division.
Utah has nothing, do they, as far as sports teams?
The Jazz and now the Coyotes.
And they just got the Arizona Coyotes.
But they will not be called the Coyotes. That gets to stay in Phoenix in case that owner gets to restart the franchise.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jackson. I thought Utah moved to New Orleans.
They moved from New Orleans.
I knew it was one of the two.
The New Orleans Jazz moved to Utah, and then the Pelicans
came.
When
was that?
Doug, your favorite email of the day reader in the history of the show is Brian Hoffman, and he joins us now on the Collier and Thompson phone lines. The tributes are coming in fast and furious.
I just had no filter.
Is Plowsy allowed to leave on his own? I think that's what's confusing me the most is this is just Plowsy growing up and not the direct result of managerial incompetence or anything stupid like that. This is just
Hoffman's
this is the plow boy becoming the plow man. I'm impressed by this.
I love hearing Hoff, and people don't realize Hoff, when right there with us during all this drama. So he has all the inside stories as well, if not more.
He would read anything on the email.
I do love that. We do have plenty of those. That was great. Went that one spring training, or did he do it a couple of times?
Oh, a couple of times.
I did it a number of times, and primarily because, I mean, there was a window where it was just kind of a thin staff for a bit, so someone had to stay back at the station.
Thin staff.
And someone had to read email, so that became me. But, no, I just wanted to call in. All for my congrats to Plowsy for moving on to bigger and better things.
I appreciate it. Loved working with Brian and Frank for, gosh, I can't remember how many years I have worked next to Hoffman. And hated to see him go, but love that he's taking that next big boy step. And I soon will be taking a big boy step from the radio business. Mm. But you always remember, you know, the time that you have, Doug. I'm sure Brian looked back at some of them press boxes and goes, man, lap three in October of 2014. That was the one.
Hoffman, we've heard the drop so many times. Could we please hear it live and in person? Could you call Plowsy a filthy boy whore?
Oh, gosh. Okay, hold on. Let me try to get – it's been almost over 3 years now, or nearly 3 years.
Yeah.
I've done this. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Let me try to get it in the voice.
Yes.
Filthy boy whore.
Nice.
Yes. That's almost identical to
no filter.
Snag that.
Beautiful like sentiment and a beautiful way to go out. Thank you, Hoffman.
I told you one time a coworker came up to my mom at her office and told her all about that. So that was a fun phone call that I got later that day.
Mm, she was not happy with you.
The listeners always will find your parents.
I get a call from her and she goes, what is this email of the day? And I'm like, oh, God, please tell me you're not listening to that.
The one thing I missed about Hoff when he left was going back in the back booth and not seeing all the pistachio shells.
Oh, man. The snacks, Hoffman.
I get coworkers who are mad at me now about that. That habit has not left. They still leave some behind, and I get yelled at for that sometimes.
Well, pistachios are a healthy treat.
They are. Thank you, Doug.
Yeah, they are.
They're very good. They're a good protein-based snack.
Yeah, they are.
Well, where you work now, they probably have a cleaning crew that comes in once a week or so.
Man, the back.
Well, they do. Yeah, but still, people aren't a big fan of that during the day. They come at night, so.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Hoff. You are a legend.
He is a legend.
We'll have to get lunch soon. You're amazing, and thank you for the call. You brought back a lot of memories from working at – I mean, we've done a lot of stations and a lot of studio spaces, and it's nice that we're growing up, Doug, and it's very emotional.
What are you doing these days, Hoffsy?
What's that, Doug?
What are you doing these days?
I'm on the phone, Doug. You have to talk louder. I'm still at Abstract Marketing Group. I left there. I left 590 to go there and started as a copywriter. Now I'm digital project manager. So
look at that. Climbing the corporate ladder is what this guy's doing.
Yeah. He's a suit.
Uh-huh.
Does Frank still keep in contact with you?
Frank and I still text occasionally. I randomly ran into Martin on Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
While out shopping with my daughter. And then Gardner and I still talk occasionally.
Oh, I keep in contact with Gardner. And like I said, Martin just called in. So it's great to hear all the legend that I've grown up with in the industry.
I'm sure Hoff knows this, but once you produce for Frank, you always produce for Frank because I still get phone call or text message asking me for phone numbers.
No, Frank's my guy. And we still talk on a personal standpoint, too. But, yeah, every now and again, and Martin still texts me sometimes, too, for numbers. But, yeah, no, they're good people.
Love it.
I didn't leave because of who I was working with. You guys are all great. It was other elements surrounding.
That's what we're calling from now on. Other elements, Doug. Other elements that took years off our lives.
Not who you worked with, who you worked for.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Yep.
Sometimes, even if you don't produce for Frank, you still produce for Frank. He called me a couple times at Channel 4 when he was at Channel 5, saying he was working on a feature and that I have any video of a certain guy. I said, I can't give it to you. I'm your competition.
You should have just gave it to him. It's Frank. Come on, man.
I always help. Even after all these years, I still help him out. If he needs a phone number and I have it, I'll give it to him.
Oh, man, those are the glory days. And Hoffman, I'm very appreciative of the call and loved working with you. And obviously some good memories we've had.
All right. Well, you're my guy, Plowsy. You have a good time in your next career.
I appreciate it, Hoffsy. Thanks, bud.
There is Doug the Great.
All right, Hoffsy.
What a
Brian
legend,
Hoffman.
Man.
Brian Hoffman.
I've not heard from him in too long. Mm. God, he was great. It's weird when you see people every day for so long and all of a sudden you don't
see
them for like
them
3 years. Yeah.
That
amazing
happens
how that just happens.
Yeah. All through life it happens.
I think he has a kid now.
He does.
He just mentioned being out with his daughter and running into Martin.
I miss that.
Well, that was a key part of the story.
I heard he ran into Martin. I hear the daughter.
Your tributes are welcome. A lot of ladies calling in. Jackson says there's a guy on hold that is a 50-50 ball.
blue wire, red wire type of S.
I'm taking the chance.
All right, Doug, be ready. Finger on the trigger, plow.
Blue wire.
It says Brad.
We might get shocked here. Yes, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad Packer.
Oh my gosh, okay.
This is legit.
Yeah.
He didn't sound like this on the screening process. He sounded more dubious.
Blue wire.
Blue wire, big time.
Yeah, I was just calling to do a little callback to when Plaza used to ask for a bunch of free stuff on the fan page.
Of course, dude. Mm-hmm. I still will.
Yeah, I mean, that was great. But just wanted to throw back a little story. Plowboy was newish on the show, and he was asking for some help to lift up a couch up to his second-story apartment in Soulard. And that was when I was working at Truman's, and I was like, I got to meet this guy. You know, he's so funny on the show. I love him. So I was like, sure, I'll help you. And so I go over there, and another gentleman had showed up too. And, of course, me and the other guy end up carrying the couch up while Plowsy instructed us how to do it. I ended up cutting my hand on, I think, one of the staples that was, like, sticking out of the couch and got blood all over his couch. I was just wondering if they'll have that couch.
I don't have the couch, but when we did, we left it, at a Baldwin apartment of some kind, and kind of left it stashed.
Blood stained.
There was blood. The blood was actually the one that was pointing out to the world.
Did it look like a murder scene?
It didn't look like that. But I do remember a lot of directing. I remember getting a lot of people to move my couches, which was great. And I've had a lot of great times with the Packer Boys. Actually, his brother just texted me yesterday and congratulated me. So I appreciate
Danny
it, Brad.
Packer.
Danny Packer. You guys have been so great. I don't know how long it's been since we've had contact with each other, known each other, but it's been a very long time. It's been fantastic with the Trumans and with Dukes.
Yeah.
Danny had a short stint there at the radio station. So a lot of connections here, and I'm great to hear.
Well, you're one of the good guys, Plowsy, and wish you all the best of luck. And I love you on the show and all the offshoots, the changing station, and all that stuff. It was fun. It was fun listening to you, and good luck.
Thank you, Paxi. I appreciate it, man.
Doug, there he is. That's Brad Packer.
What a great. See, everybody coming out there.
These are tributes.
It's a shame that the Packers don't live in Green Bay, and they could be considered Green Bay's Packers.
Man.
Ah! See what I did there with games, with wordplay?
You could open up
a bar and call it Packers.
Which was the Packer that had the hole in one at the Dotum?
Danny Packer.
James Carlton is a wonderful gentleman and sponsor of this program. Now has 367 five-star reviews. Man's going to be at 400 before he knows it. And you can read those from many people who are clients and have experiences with James Carlton, like me and Plowhawk. And Iggy. Doug, do you pronounce it Steve Tiapec or Tiapec?
I've always said Tiapec.
He says, James Carlton has handled my insurance for many years now, and he and his team always come through for me. Their service is top-notch, and anytime I have a question concerning my coverage, I get quick and courteous answers. I am fortunate to have James in my corner. Steve Tiapec?
Tiapec.
He is another client, and we recommend you become a client as well. It's James Carlton of the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency, 314-961-4800, or go online at carltoninsurance.net. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton State Farm. Jackson, tell me where I can wager on the Cootie Brothers to win the Zurich.
That would, of course, be on Circa. You can bet on the Cooties. You can bet on, before the tournament. You can bet on everyone at the Zurich. You can bet on everyone.
Is it Zurich?
I think it's Zurich.
I don't know.
I feel like it's Zurich, and I dropped the ball.
That's on me. I was starting to think I did.
I mean, the Switzerland is certainly Zurich.
Okay, that's
all right. But maybe this company.
Hey, you're still a prince.
I feel like a little prince, and you'll feel like a prince, too, when you start using Circa, because princes are rich, and that's where you can make some money with Circa. Cardinals game tonight, Miles Michaelis versus Jose. Are we saying Buto or Budo?
Doug, is it
just
Zurich?
Make it up. You're in broadcasting. Just make it up.
Yeah, dude, seems like the play.
We'll say Jose Buto will be pitching for the Metropolitans. Cardinals are plus 108 tonight. The over-under is 8. It's a clear night in Queens. High of 58. Winds coming in out of the southeast. Keep that in mind for tonight's game against the Metropolitans. You can also bet on the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, Rangers and Capitals tonight. New York is minus 163. The Caps are plus 148, over under a 5.5. Maybe you like to make an NBA playoff bet. Maybe you like the Bucks to make a little comeback after losing the last one. Bucks, Pacers, the Bucks are plus 195. Pacers minus 225. All of these plays and more are available on the Circa Sports app, which is available in Illinois. Download it today.
There it is, Circa Sports, sponsor of TMA. TMA is presented to you by Brown and Crouppen, and the 8 o'clock hour is presented to you by IHOP. IHOP has new pancake-inspired milkshakes. Try the new Cinestack and Cupcake Shakes, house-made shakes at IHOP. It is the Plowhawk Tribute Farewell Program. You can call in your tributes. Callie and Thompson phone line, 636-9004. TMA starting on Monday. The Plowhawk will be at his new job. Jackson will be at the council where the Plowhawk is running the board. Mm-hmm. KG and O-Town will be in Jackson's studios. And hopefully that becomes a long-term full-time thing, but that is not what it is at the moment. But, Doug, what do you say? You always say baby steps. That's what you always say, baby
steps. That's what, oh, every day I come in and say baby steps, baby steps.
Amen.
Yes, baby steps.
So that is how things will look on Monday. But, Plowhawk, I know you will be calling in with a breakdown of a shot-by-shot of your match with Todd Reesing. Doug, you're going to have a shot-by-shot breakdown of your match with Halley's Comet.
It, no. Let you know who won.
Yeah, I'll probably call in around 7:30, talk about, you know, how many birdies I had. Obviously, talk about my chip out.
How often do you birdie a hole?
Once every 80 holes, maybe?
Once every 80.
It all depends on what course,
one out of four rounds?
If you go to Riverside, I could definitely birdie a couple of par threes and a couple of short par fours. You could just, you're 40 out after the drive. So, which isn't a disrespect, just a... You know, it's a shorter course.
It's a fun little course for average players.
I think pars have become more common for me than they have been in the past.
Well,
just
that's
baby
great.
Steps,
you're improving
yeah.
then. That's what that means.
But accuracy, man, is always the key.
Yeah.
That short kills key. Me, yeah. Mm-hmm. The short, yeah, that and putting. God, putting is so annoying.
Work on your flat blade.
I know. That's why I'm going to get out the gateway early on Sunday, I think. I'm actually going to put a nice session in.
Doug, what time are you getting? Are you going to get there like 7 or 7:15?
Oh, as soon as the cock crows.
I think I'm going to pull the camper in night before Saturday. Set it
are you going to camp out there?
So I can,
they'd
you know,
love
cook a,
that.
Cook
there.
A big breakfast.
Yeah.
I'll see you at 11:15.
Oh, boy, this guy is game time is on time.
Mr. Cool.
Showing up, hit a couple putts, and he's ready to shoot his 90.
That's what I did yesterday. Just let me give me this mallet putter. I want to try a mallet putter.
Just like Scheffler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's heavier and it's easier to go back and through. My ping answer has a tendency to kind of start looping it. On the practice screen, some guy was at a hole that I was putting to. It was like a 35-foot putt. I was just trying to practice my lag putts and it went in. He goes, "You must be a good putter." I said, "Nope." And got out there and six putted three greens. So I don't need practice. I just loosen up a little bit.
Now, six putting takes a lot of skill.
No, 6-3 putts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say a six putt, you really have to have probably 150-foot green.
Well, if nobody else six putt out there because at that point somebody said pick it up.
I don't know, man.
I don't think their six putt was to tie a hole.
Could be.
That'd
be amazing.
Plausy, we didn't get any donuts for you, but...
Yeah, we did. Actually, they're in DoorDash order that I think just got laid out front of the door. I don't know. I think Jody's out there. I have no idea.
But the Philly Pretzel Factory dropped off a bunch of pretzels. So you can enjoy those. Emily, our great salesperson, said, "Hey, can you bring these in for the guys?" So there they are.
I did see that.
A box of pretzels for you, Plausy.
Pretzels, Doug. Mm-hmm.
Pretzels with cheese, very underrated snack. It's not like somebody
snack.
Jumps on it when you see it on the appetizer menu. But they really are good.
Good stadium snack. It's not all over you, and it doesn't require ketchup and mustard. And
yeah, the huge nacho plate scared the hell out of me of that, just dropping just a big heap on my shirt.
Right, you don't need that.
Just all over the chest.
Okay, that's enough.
At the break, we'll be dipping into that.
Can you tell on the YouTube behind my shoulder that we've hung a
Plowboy jersey.
I can't tell on my... It's such a small...
You can see it.
Oh, yeah, you can, Doug.
His number's an eighth.
Yeah, that was the first wiffle ball tournament.
Those wiffle ball tournaments were fun, weren't they?
They were amazing. That had to be an eight-year-old shirt, at least. Eight or nine. Yeah. That was...
I remember Edmonds and Isringhausen were who the winners got to play, and that probably would have been 2014.
And did the winners beat them?
I think so. I mean, think it's unhittable. Did.
Yeah,
it's
the winners were
There was somebody,
ridiculous.
Was he from Festus or where was he, a pitcher that was throwing the ball 100 miles an hour
and
was breaking 10 feet in every direction?
Holy crap.
That team was good.
Yeah. Throwing just as hard as he could. Doesn't that hurt your arm?
I remember me and Weezer and TJ Weber got out quick.
You were eliminated early?
Yeah. But we got to enjoy all the other games.
Yeah.
Hey, in today's fast-paced world of digital marketing, making meaningful connections with your audience can be a daunting challenge for any business. But what if there was a place where connections aren't just made but nurtured for growth? Enter 2060 Digital, our sister company backed by a 100-year-old media empire just like 105.7 HD2 FM. That is Hubbard Radio. If you are a business owner or marketer seeking more strategic ways to reach and engage customers, look no further than 2060 Digital. With 12 years of expertise, 2060 specializes in simplifying the complexities of digital marketing. Our team demystifies the process by transforming it from a challenge into an opportunity for your business. Whether it's enhancing your brand's online presence, optimizing digital campaigns, or increasing customer engagement, 2060 is here to propel your business forward. Think your business has room to grow? Let us prove it to you. Visit 1057thepoint.com/2060digital to request a complimentary digital audit today. It is the IHOP 8 o'clock hour. It is Friday. It is the Plowhawk Tribute Farewell Program. Call in your tributes, 636-9004, TMA, Callier and Thompson phone lines, or you can text them in to the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox, 314-881-TMA5, or email them in the morning after at InsideSTL.com for our design, air, heating, and cooling email today, which comes your way in about an hour. Then Jackson and I have balloon party at 10 o'clock. We're going to do something different today. Doug,
what are you doing?
Jackson, tell Doug what's got. This is 101. Yeah.
What are you doing?
A little Pillows Friday six shooter.
Huh. And?
I don't know what you want. This is.
That's it?
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, I got questions.
Have you got good ones?
Yeah, it's been about the same now, about 2 years. So feeling pretty confident in my stuff.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you just go out there and you're playing catch with your catcher.
You got a little bit of swagger now, haven't you?
You hope the hitters don't hit it where the fielders ain't.
Yeah,
he does. All right, Doug. Okay. We got that coming up, but we also have the draw of the week. Woot!
Morning after. Drops of the week.
Yeah, you got to drop it like it's hot, Doug.
It's a wonderful drop.
Indeed it is.
Clip that off.
Clip that off.
Clip that off.
I don't care. I'll concede. You win. Your prize is you're an idiot.
Yo. Have you ever seen a gerbil in the wild?
I was trying to have sex with my TV.
Oh, you got to mulch. You've got to mulch.
Hey, what province you from?
Yeah, like I'm about to eat a honey bun and I'm halfway through my first DP.
Well, so I'm honored. I found out holding my penis.
And that's what this show does. It just brings men together to dry off on each other.
The cheetah would just, you kind of just glide it over the anus.
You've got no short game. Why are you popping off?
I wish Tim and Anna Marie would go in there.
But Colby's not happy with the show. This is the big fright.
The show I missed it 2-8 years ago. Jeez, I hate these people.
Hey, have you happened to see the most beautiful girl in the world?
This. Hi, I might be a Hoosier, but I'm no Trojan horse.
I spend a lot of time in Eureka.
Damn. Our supper buffet will start at noon today with Live Magazine's featured chef of the month, Marty Horowitz. Blended chicken puree and red jello with a gummy mouth feel and room temperature ginger ale to wash it all down.
Marty and Davis Riley.
Hardy and Riley. Okay. Inspiring pick.
I saw the Cardinals off 14-1. I woke up with a pep in my step.
I wasn't raised in the woods.
You want to bite the ball on this one too, Jackie?
Sunday at Gateway National, balls in the air at 11:30. Did you sleep all last night with the nerves?
Yeah, I didn't care.
You're being silly now.
Less anal, but the smell of anus.
I didn't write anything. I was just standing there.
Doug, please touch me.
Hello?
Ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. Hello?
You could have tried to find some sponsors.
Some what?
Sponsors.
Sponsors?
Damn you, Sinbad.
That was Drops of the Week.
Damn you, Sinbad.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Big week,
huh?
Doug.
Yeah.
the sure hanging is funny as hell. It's like, I hope that doesn't stay permanently, right?
It should. We need one with producer Joe as well, another Hall of Famer.
He's in HOF?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Dear Plowsy, thanks for all the laughs. You are genuinely a good person, and you will be missed.
Congratulations on your career change. Hope to hear from you as a surprise appearance from time to time. How about that? That's from Chester Drawers.
Nice.
Oh, what a great text name, too.
Tried to call in and give my love to Plowsy, but Jackson is live on the air talking Lil Puddle Six Shooter. That's from Flip Wilson.
Oh, gosh.
It's the Plowhawks' last show. Show some respect and get off your phone!
Oh.
Doug, that's from Wifey.
No.
Who's on the phone?
I don't know.
I was texting Courtney, so sorry about that.
I can't even see
Wifey.
You
texting.
She works here, by the way, if you don't know who that is.
Wifey?
But not on this show.
Wifey works here?
She just started.
I had something to ask
an intern.
Her.
Oh. Okay.
It was drops of the week when I was doing it.
Oh, okay.
How about this one, Jackson? Hey, Tim. Jackie seems rattled lately, especially concerning his balloon party topics. Are the haters finally getting to him? Hmm. We need to stage an intervention to keep him mentally strong with those luscious locks. Thanks. That's from Pout Pouts One Eye.
I'm straight. Don't worry about me.
Ooh, yeah.
I would like say that. Jackson's confidence and comfort level has never been higher. I mean, he's a man in love, Doug.
Yeah, he certainly is. Yeah, there's no doubt.
What are you on, 6 months? 5 months, nurse? Anybody see
that? Yeah, around that.
Huh, and it's smooth sailing.
That's
and,
right.
And the subject of living together ever come up?
Oh,
I know that's personal, but like, I guess I just moved in with Madison quick. So maybe
how quickly do you guys move in together?
We were 3 months in.
No, yeah. Oh, brother, love
you. He just
kind
of knew, and like she was. Oh, I worked two jobs at the time, Billy G's. So like she would be over with my dog a lot, and she just stayed there 4 times a week anyway.
My official counsel, not that a soul has asked for it, but as somebody who has been divorced, I would tell you this: if you live with somebody before you get married, I think it increases your chances of having a better relationship.
100%.
That's what I would tell you. I know that there was some religious dogma that played a role up until a certain time period where it was considered sinful. But if you can think through that, perhaps I would advocate for that.
Seems like most people do it nowadays.
I know.
I think that's the majority nowadays.
And I think it's a good play.
And I'm not talking about it. I'm at 6 months. You still in that talking period of it? You know, it's not all the time being jumping the gun. This wasn't sure. Jackson seemed very happy.
Man in love.
Very happy. Yeah, life's good.
Yeah, you don't want any surprises. I mean, you know, you get married, you move in for the first time, and you got the stockings over the shower, you got underwear everywhere, she's taking dumps and not flushing the toilet.
Okay.
I mean, those are the things
negative.
You need to know before you get married.
I'll take a dump. Like, I'll take her dumps if she can start a couple of
laundry. Why would it get to that? Isn't that just an assume that people will flush the toilet?
You would think, but you
this
don't
has
know
become
that.
A, this is an epidemic?
Well, you don't know. Just the little things. You don't know unless you move in with the person.
Have you ever lived with a girl, Iggy?
Kind of.
So you weren't on a lease together,
fine
obviously,
living.
But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I lived there, but I wasn't paying any rent.
Man, that's the dream right there.
That part's not surprising. I'm just saying, was there ever a long-term living together arrangement?
No. I mean, I basically lived with Linda Breckenridge for a period of time. We were dating. But I had my own place as well. So I never really just moved out of where I was staying and moved in with a girl. So the answer is no.
How in the hell can Iggy be the one talking about this? That's from the 636. Mm. Here comes Iggy with the story about Iggy leaving the girl who farted? Cleavy Wade?
No, I didn't mention that.
See, like,
is this the girl who farted that you were living with or kind of living with?
No.
Wow, two different stink.
She was, well, she's basically, opportunities. She basically stayed there, but she wasn't staring there.
Nurse?
I mean, she never went to her own apartment.
Oh, she got a summer house.
You were ready for her to check out.
Well, I kicked her out.
Oh.
But she wasn't living there. You know, she's like one of those things where you had a few things there, but she had her own apartment as well, and... But it seemed like it was every night. I said, God, you don't live here. Now you're not living here. Get out.
Oh, God.
Good morning. Here's Tom Pondoff's words of wisdom. Doug, this comes from the recovering alcoholic. Live with her for 6 months before you marry her. What you hear in a locker room stays in a locker room. Don't say that stuff around your mother. You knock her up before you're out of college, and I'll kill you. Thanks, Doug. Those are the recovering alcoholic's father's words of wisdom. Sounds a lot like my father.
It's not good advice.
It's good counsel. These are kind of simple, simple things.
Yeah, chisel that on stone and just hang it up.
Perfect. Here comes the excuse to make the fart noise. That's from Beer Cats.
Oh, no.
Again, wrong.
Don't. Yeah.
Make sure you take cohabitation advice from a guy who is, quote, kind of cohabitated. Parenting advice will be coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. That's from our Fan Page Club Champion Chairman Kurt.
See, me and Madison have never had two bathrooms or even a one-and-a-half bath. Are all of our apartments that we've lived in have been a solo bathroom.
So two sinks, I hope.
No, no double vanity.
No double
it's too
vanity.
Small, man.
Gosh.
But I can't wait for the half bath strictly used for poops. Because I don't mind the smell or anything. I just think it's kind of inconvenient just for one bathroom. Because
if it shuts down the whole bathroom.
Yeah.
Newer houses usually have like a bathroom closet or a toilet closet.
Oh, yeah.
Where the rest of the bathroom is still open for showers, brushing teeth and whatever. But, but you can close the closet and go in there.
But not a soundproof situation. So, like,
no, you turn the fan
you could be
on,
in the shower and you got muzzle. Struggling for dear life, literally just a drywall sheet away from you.
Oh.
Well, I'm just saying anybody.
Struggling.
It could be the reverse role. She could be showering, getting ready for work, and I just had, you know, a Marie Callender.
What does that mean?
We all know what happens in that situation.
Oh, that was an unfortunate one.
Clear out.
Well, that was an unfortunate one. Let's see what we got. It's 8:50. This is the IHOP 8 o'clock hour. Jackson, how are our phone lines? Do we have anything? I haven't checked on. VIP Pat is
VIP
on.
VIP Pat.
VIP Pat Doug is on the Callier and Thompson phone line. 636-9004. TMA, if you'd like to call in with a tribute to Plowhawk in his last show.
Gentlemen and dear Darren, our resident twink, you have grown up, my man. I love you.
I appreciate it. It's been too long since I've seen you. We've had great times, Normandy mainly, but you've also come to some events, too. So I'm hoping everything is well for you. It's been a minute.
You know, I can't complain, and if I did, no one would listen to me anyway, right?
Exactly. That's why we have a radio show. So we air our complaints out on air, and people have to listen to them.
Darren, your short stint at Normandy, I loved. We had a blast. Jay Jr. is our boss. Can you believe that?
I know. I ruin it, yeah. Miss him every day.
Well, listen, congratulations, buddy. I'm glad for you. I'm glad for you and Maddie. You're one fine young man, and you'll always be our twink.
Oh, gosh, Doug.
You'll always be our twink.
I need to be somebody's twink, and if I can be your guys' twink, then that my life fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Thank you, VIP Pat.
That's VIP Pat, Doug.
Well, thank you, Patty.
Says, I'll always be our twink.
Yeah.
I like that sentiment there. He's a nice guy.
Our twink.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
No.
When I heard VIP Pat, I forgot we had beef.
No, he's not?
No, he's not.
What's happened with him now?
I think we got some beef.
What's going on? I didn't know about that.
Oh, he's trashed me on the fan page. I don't know how.
How do you know? Times. Oh, Screenshot Bandits?
Screenshot Bandits, yeah.
What, so the Screenshot Bandits are sending you posts of VIP Pat?
Oh, the donuts are here.
Yeah, call me a bully, a vile person, all kinds of things.
Oh, he's called you a bully and a vile person?
Yeah, just all kinds of things. I just blocked them. But
I thought you blocked the fan page. Or you left the fan page.
This is the Screenshot Bandits.
I'm actually going to make the Screenshot Bandits, I think.
No, he's probably nice to everybody else. Just nice to me, and that's fine. I just don't need him, so I just block him and don't pay attention.
Yeah.
Did you know him?
Yeah.
Or is he just a listener who doesn't like you?
No, I know him from Normandy, and God, he was.
So then, what happened with you guys?
That.
What? Him posting stuff about you on the fan page?
Yeah, just they were awful things, and it wasn't a kidding thing either. I know when people are kidding. Like,
oh no.
No, it was no kidding thing. And then everybody started piling on, so I said,
blocking.
Well, I didn't mean to cause any tension.
No, you didn't.
He seemed like a wonderful fella.
He probably is to everybody else. So I shouldn't say he's not a nice person. He probably is to other people, just not to me. So that was wrong on my part to say, no, he's not. Because he is a nice guy, just not to me. So I shouldn't, worry about what he does to me and call him not a nice person. So.
Well, did something take place before he posted
No, he's probably still pissed off that I was on the off the cart path.
Oh, there you go.
Was that what it? You destroyed the golf course?
5 years ago.
Yeah. He had to fix it.
Yeah. Well, that was the time when there was no sign anywhere. Normally, you go to the first hole, there's a sign, cart path's only today.
Well, they tell you in the clubhouse.
There was no sign there, and nobody said anything in the clubhouse. And to be honest with you, it was pretty dry. There were no tire tracks.
And you went fishtailing all over the course?
And I get to the ninth hole, and I come in and said, Jay's pissed off. I walk in, and Jay was already gone. But somebody, I guess, VIP passed it. Cart's on path. You should know that. I said, I didn't see anything. The sign's right here on the counter. I said, well, I didn't come in to the clubhouse before I played. I didn't know. So anyway, maybe that's what it stems from. I don't know. I do a lot of things that people don't like. Whatever.
Buck Swope, Doug, and what would you say? He's the show historian, Sergeant.
Yeah, I'd say that's
fair. He texted me and said, Iggy has had it in for VIP Pat ever since he testified. He testified. There was a hearing that he posted the cart path only sign the day Iggy made tire tracks. Is Buck Swope accurate? I mean, is that reflective of what you just...
I don't know. I know he just says something to me at the golf course. I don't know what he posted. I know Bearcats photoshopped a picture of tire tracks being a cart.
Did that course ever recover? Is that why they're having to redo the whole entire course?
Yeah, that's why. Those tire tracks, they called in Jack. Let's demolish it and start over. Yeah.
Did we ever get definitive? Were those real, or did somebody, like, place Iggy's cart?
All too real, my friend.
I couldn't tell.
All I know is I didn't leave tire tracks. That's all I'm saying, so I don't know.
Sweet Lord, this guy has more nemesis than a 16-year-old high school girl. It's Plowsy's last day. Stop making it about your stupid, petty Hoosier grievances.
I think this,
like, that's from Arbor Day.
I think this is amazing. And I,
yeah, you're enjoying this on your last day.
100%.
And you got a thing of donuts in front of you.
Yeah, by the way, Stephen Wildwood.
Chairman Stephen Wildwood, Milagro Tequila Listener of the Year.
Lots of
fat
donuts.
Fat brick of donuts.
I mean, there's, yeah, so great.
You've been eating those for a week.
Man, I got little mini donuts, and they got little raspberry filled. They're little cuties.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. I didn't know they made minis.
How are they treating you? What flavors do you have, boy?
I did the powdered sugar, the raspberry, and I did the blueberry cake so far.
Did
it looks like they have a cinnamon
one. So far.
Yeah, we got a couple.
Cinnamon, I like cinnamon.
And you still got moon pies in there, too.
Hey, Premier Construction Exteriors does roofing, siding, windows, concrete, and more. They're veteran-owned and operated. Iggy communicates with them and has introduced them to some of our listeners and made a direct connection. They're a hands-on contractor. They don't subcontract all the work out to smaller companies and then just tack on their profit on the end price. They work with your insurance company on the claims for storm damage to your roofing, siding, or windows. They're building their brand. It's a small operation that wants the best and honest solution to revitalizing your home. They're located in St. Peters, Missouri, but licensed in Illinois and Missouri. Call Dan or Jay at 314-224-2543 to set up a free estimate. That's Dan or Jay, 314-224-2543. And there is a $500 discount for TMA listeners. That's right, a $500 discount for TMA listeners. Let Dan or Jay know you're a TMA listener. Get $500 off, 314-224-2543. They also have a Facebook page. That Facebook page is Premier Construction Exteriors. And once again, $500 off for TMA listeners. Here's another way to save money with TMA. If you are thinking about Invisalign, 100 West Dental gives you $1,000 off Invisalign when you mention my name. That's $1,000 off Invisalign. And, Doug, you did Invisalign, right?
I did, yeah. A few years back I did it, yeah.
And it treated you well?
Yeah, it's no risk at all. It doesn't hurt. You can take it on and off whenever you want to. You hardly even can tell someone's wearing it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
If you're on the fence about Invisalign, at 100 West Dental, they have a digital scanner that can show you a simulation of what it will look like before you even go through with it. It's 100westdental.com, 100westdental.com. Or if you'd like, you can call 636-585-0100. No phone call is needed, though, to get in. Just check the calendar online at 100westdental.com for availability, and you can book right then and there. They're one of the very few dental offices that offer virtual consultations with the doctor. And once again, $1,000 off Invisalign when you mention my name. 100westdental.com. Even if you don't have dental insurance, it's not a problem. The membership plan aids in the costs of dental work for those who do not have dental insurance. 100westdental.com. There it is. New sponsor here on TMA. Want to get some work in, brother? I understand. I was out there again last night, Doug, probably till about 8:15.
Where
with the boys.
You?
Family golf.
Where were you?
Yep. Family golf. I live at Family Golf. I think I just need to do a membership at Family Golf at this point. Because I am there, I think, about four nights a week. See a lot of TMA listeners there, too. Family Golf and Learning Center was on the putting green with the boys, then the range with the boys. And it is a wonderful facility that Adam Betts and the great staff at Family Golf has going. One of my sons gets lessons with JR out there. And I would recommend Family Golf to our audience. The part I love the most, and I really enjoyed, is putting AirPods in and utilizing that short game area which is on the other side of the parking lot of the building, a family golf. Check that out. That is where you can really shave strokes on your game. If you have kids who want to start playing, Family Golf and Learning Center would be the perfect spot to do it because they have junior programs going on. PGA Junior League sign-up deadline is May 1st. So call now or go online to register your junior golfer. The on-course programs range from ladies' leagues to couples' leagues to parent-child scramble tournaments. Family Golf features a double-decker driving range. It's the best driving range, and if you want to play around but short on time, their par 3 course is the place for you. Beautiful par 3 course that they have at Family Golf and Learning Center. And you want to get fitted for your clubs. Get fit for a new set of clubs this year, single club as well as full bag fittings. They make St. Louis better at golf. Learn, practice, play your best golf. Family Golf and Learning Center, familygolfonline.com. We have hit 9 o'clock, which means the Plowhawk is now 60 minutes away.
Crazy.
From his exit. Doug, your emotions as we approach the Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour and the Plowhawk's farewell.
I think he's about 10 pounds heavier than he was when the show started based on the donuts he's...
Almost finished the minis.
How many were there, boy?
I think 10.
Here goes number 11 down the hedge.
I'm just looking at the one I want.
What flavor was that, sweet prince?
Blueberry cake.
Oh, my God, he's eating them whole.
Invisalign. Hair. What's next for supermodel Vaughn? Filler face? That's from Chairman Stephen Wildwood. He sent that in the...
I got to do something about this turkey neck. Can we get a sponsor to fix my turkey neck, please? Invisalign is a great deal. You don't
they
have to
do
have
turkey lifts?
I don't think this dentist does. No. They do that.
Wifey has sent in a picture of his wifey. Wifey isn't bad. I guess. You want to take a look?
Yeah. His name is Wifey, too?
Probably not. That's probably what he calls her.
He said Wifey sent in a picture of Wifey.
I think Wifey sent in a picture of his wife. I think Wifey is the gentleman with the long hair and the beard.
Okay. Oh.
You sure it's not the female?
Okay. That would be great. Here's me and my wife, Plowhawk. You can have her if you want as a parting gift. She's also available for Tim and Doug. Doug, you interested in sleeping with this guy's wife?
Well, probably. I don't know.
He's treating it as if it's like a renta, like a blow-up house that like kids play with.
It doesn't seem appropriate to me as
well. No interest in me and Jackson, I guess.
He's just kidding anyway. Just kidding.
Oh, you don't think we can really just go over there today? Duncan, instead of donut driving, you suck, Steve!
Hey!
From Wifey. Hey, listen, donut driving's on the south side. This is close. And, you know, just because my brother Kevin is involved with that doesn't mean everybody's got to go to donut driving. The thing has plenty of business as it is. I went there yesterday. Did you go yesterday, too?
Ooh-wee. Hell yeah, I went there.
You go to Ted Drew's?
4:15, 4:30? Yeah.
You were totally driving? That's right around when we were there. For real. We just missed you. Holy crap, because my son had baseball practice. So we go to Ted Drew's for the event, 95 years in business.
Yes, sir. We're there. Yeah, I love it.
And so we went from there to donut driving.
It was a big fat day. Got a 97-cent ice cream cone.
Saw Tom Ackerman. Boy, he's a dick.
Yeah. Feisty.
Oh, I heard. I just saw him flipping people off. Get away from me.
Nobody likes that guy.
I will say, when I went there.
He bounces around from station to station, doesn't he?
He does. He has. Always has.
Except the 26 years at Camwood.
Yeah.
So when I was there, I have to say, I love utilizing the hookups when I can. But the owner of Ted Drew's on the Chippewa location messaged me throughout the week because I'm trying to set up something up to get Ted Drew for my wedding. And mentioned I'm going to be there on Thursday as well.
Isn't it Chris.
He's a great guy. So I was like, I'll let you know when I'm up there and, you know, kind of shoot the breeze and, you know, see him again before I leave the show. And he opened the side door, Tim, at Ted Drew's.
You got in the side door?
And I got in the back.
You did.
The Copacabana scene.
It really was.
Jackson, I'm not kidding. The exact scene I was thinking of. I got back there. Everybody's looking at us. Kind of pissed, kind of jealous there.
Yeah.
We walk out with a cone, just licking it up.
Oh,
enter a couple raffles.
Lick it up. Lick it up.
It struck me as I was there, standing in line behind 50 other people.
Oh, and there were so many people there.
That all the other restaurants and fast food places in town seemed to have a hard time getting employees and keeping employees and getting good employees. And they've got them running around there. There must have been dozens of them behind the counter there. All of them working their tails off.
And Steve's hot dog sold out in 30 minutes.
Oh, really? I got one.
30 minutes.
What? Did you get one?
I wasn't able to. Okay. I literally got there right as they were. Right.
I am telling you. I don't know I saw a bunch of people, very kind listeners, yesterday. Right. I was there with my son.
I was too late for the wieners.
And I would be curious, like, what kind of hot dog that was. There was a lot of spices and peppers. You like peppers, Doug? You like peppers?
I'm not a spicy type of guy.
I really like spicy food. Yeah. And so I was curious what that was, because they were just handing them out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like, he was like, dude, this is crazy. Because I think when you do an event like that, because Chris said they did the 90 years, and it wasn't as popular. Mm-hmm. But he said, you know, we didn't hype up that event enough. And what they did with this one, obviously they did some social media. They obviously did, you know, radio spots. Yeah. And he said it was a night and day difference. And he was blown away, because when you do those events, you're not sure exactly. When everybody says it's going to be too busy, we're not going to go. Like, we can't go. It's going to be too busy. Then nobody shows up, those kind of events. That was unreal. It was the wildest. I parked all the way by the funeral home and walked like a mile.
Oh, you did? It was busy when I was there.
Crazy.
Chris Atkins has sent an email in.
Oh, that's my mom.
That's what I
Christine
thought.
Christine is her full name.
I assume that this is real. I don't know if somebody's, but I mean, the message is sincere, Gaga-80. So it wouldn't be somebody doing a bait and swee. Thank you for all your great comments on my post the other day. She posted a wonderful, I mean, for real, I read it on the air.
Very emotional.
So even if you're not on that Facebook page, you would be able to hear it. But I thought that was really, it was just a beautiful sentiment from a parent who encouraged you to do something that certainly, you know, isn't along the normal career paths.
Not being a surgeon, Doug.
Yes. And so that is what your mom is referencing here. Thank you for all your great comments on my post the other day. We'll miss hearing Plowsy's voice on the show every day. Hope you all have fun golfing Sunday if the weather cooperates. Love you, D. And that is from Chris, who we believe is Christine Atkins,
that sounds like
Paul
her.
Hawk's mom.
That sounds
she
like
calls
her.
You D?
Owen called me D. Absolutely. But yeah, like I said, I grew up very blessed to have fantastic, understanding parents. Just kind of guiding me where I want to go and not like forcing me to do one thing or the other. Not trying to, you know, kind of diminish and hold back my personality, because I was a little outspoken, wasn't a wild and crazy as a kid. Yeah. Not every parent, you know, my friend's parents were gravitating towards, you know, my personality. Because I was wild
I've heard
child.
They beat you with a switch.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what they did. That's how I became so
got
mature.
Your discipline, you know.
But I, like, when I wanted to do this, like I told the story, whole reason I wanted to do this because me and my dad would drive around in a truck going to, like, you know, Peoria minor league games, Riverman game, Chief games. We'd listen to Mike and Mike and Jim Rome and kind of had that connection. And so that's that's how I, and reason why I wanted to do this. And to be able to have a goal, I wouldn't say I had a dream, but a goal at 12, and to be able to fulfill it in some sort of way. I don't know if I expect to talk about cuckolding, shrub, pubes, and do a 30-second comedy bit as a, you know, a twink lesbian.
No,
that wasn't
that
in
wasn't
like the
part
plans,
of the
but I'm truly
I wonder
blessed.
How, like, our parents would. So Jackson's parents, I think, are in a different spot because they were familiar with the show before. I mean, Jackson's mom wrote about Jackson's relationship with the show like a decade ago, right? When you went to college
at
Florida Gulf Coast.
Yep.
But your parents, Plowhawk, and my parents, Doug's parents have passed on, Iggy's parents have passed on, because coming to terms with the crap that we say, and my wife's parents, I think my mother-in-law might be listening more than anybody, as a matter of fact.
I got Madison's parents.
That's right.
Day.
Yeah, your father-in-law is a big listener, isn't he?
I just tell them in advance, like, I'm glad that over the years I have talked to my parents and, you know, I'm very open with them. So I felt like they were very understanding would be when I explained to them what exactly the show was. So I kind of went in there going, look, it's a great job. I love the people I work with. It may not be your cup of tea, but they love it. They absolutely love the show. They've never met any of you guys, but they feel like they know you. And I think that's kind of what the show is about.
Doug, like it's a community of friends.
100%.
Co-workers, mostly. My dad, I think, would have liked the show, and my mother would have denied that I was even related to her.
Lied about what you did to her friends. And
yeah, probably so. Yeah.
I've only been listening to the show since 2019, and Plowsy, your contribution to morning radio has given me so many laughs on the way to work. Take it easy and enjoy your next endeavor. That's from the 636. Doug, a lot of people who don't have text names are texting in today, and that means people are coming out of lurking status, for lack of a better term, and expressing their gratitude for the Plowhawk. How wonderful is that, Plowhawk?
It's amazing. Because, you know, you hear the loud, what do they call it, the loud minority of people, you know, do a better job, you're lazy. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing to kind of see the community actually come out and in support and love the listeners. I mean, God, so like I said, this show and them, they've done so much. It's really hard to... I don't like thanking a bunch of people because then you're always going to miss somebody.
It is tough.
You know what I mean? Like, you're only going to miss one important figure that feels left out. I just, you know, you have, you know, people know who you are who've really been inspiring and changed my life for the better here. So.
I can tease this for the 9 o'clock hour. I just got a text from Chris Raby.
Ooh,
saying that he sent Plowsy a Pepper and Genie postcard for his last day.
And Iggy, I gotta say, me and Jackson both listened to it this morning. It's really good.
Oh Doug, what a treat for the Schaefer Door Company
long.
9 o'clock hour.
It's like perfect length, and it's got just a clip that's very legendary that we don't really play a lot. We reference. I'll do that as a tease. We reference the clip, but don't play it a lot. He incorporated that into this new open. Yeah, it's very good.
Our chairman, Steve, the Milagro Tequila Listener of the Year, has a response to Wifey. I go to Donut Drive-In with my granddaughter on the regs. You go F yourself.
Oh,
and that's Chairman Steve.
Oh, man. Now we're donut shaming shop each other.
What's great is, like, Donut Drive-In has a great thing. I see the same worker there all the time I work there. They got a great rapport there, too. Really? They almost grab that six-pack box almost immediately when I walk in. Mm-hmm. They kind of know what's up.
I commend you, Plowsy. You've always been true to who you are and never wavered. Even when you went from being bright-eyed and energetic toward radio to being banty and spitting hot takes somewhere around the float trip furlough. I'll miss you, boy. Go Dogs. That's Al, and he is in Dadeville.
Float Trip Furlough is a great name.
Float Trip Furlough. There was a furlough on the float trip?
So I was going out to the Black River in Steelville. I don't know exactly where it's at, located into a bigger area. So it's about 2 hours away. So we left at 6 a.m. or 5:30 or 6 a.m. to get to our canoe by 8 a.m. You know, and we got to be on the river at a certain time. And so, yeah, of course, like with Hadley, like any time was a good time to email or text or call for that matter, like 1 a.m., 3 a.m., so I get an email or I get a call driving there at 5:30 in the morning because he knew I was going there because I mentioned it throughout the week. So he knew I was awake, called me and said, hey, bud, you know, just we've talked. We went through it took me all night last night. Went through the logistics, went through the numbers. I just can't do it. We either got to cut you in half or we got to let you go.
Cut me in half
is like actually illegal.
Cut you in half.
What I was making to the half or what I would have been making actually would have been illegal.
Minimum wage.
But I was like, nah, I don't really want to take a pick. You know, it's not about your performance. Just, you know, it's really about our performance, you know, and trying to put the blame on him by also dragging me through the mud, saying, you know, work ethic could have been better. You could have been more memorable on the show.
Could have been more memorable.
Yeah, he said a lot of those things. And so I was like, okay, so I'm kind of disappointed as we get to the river. Floating 11 miles is about 6 hours. We get back about 4 p.m. Boom. There's four voicemails. And I'm talking one at 9 a.m. Well, I just talked to him 3.5 hours ago, and clearly I'm fired.
Mm-hmm.
And so he begged me to come back, like, hey, bud, I don't know if you're ignoring me, but we need to talk. I'm willing to give you more money. So, like it went from, like, dire straight to cutting one in half. Didn't quite get one. That was for me to get him to call me back, or to call him back. I called him. There was no money involved, no extra money, just my job back.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that was quick. Yeah, we found it.
We found the money.
It's like they uncovered this little bag, like, in the corner of the bathroom. And go, oh, wow.
There it is.
Okay, thanks.
6 hours on a river sounds like a long time to me.
I'm actually with you. It does sound, but there's plenty of banks to stop in and kind of relaxing. You're not around a bunch of people. The canoes go out before the rafts. Rafts are typically 8 to 10 people per, just belligerent bachelor parties.
Yeah.
Canoes are more intimate, so we don't have a lot of riffraff. See some turtles swimming around.
Snakes?
There's some snakes.
Oh.
There's some water moccasins.
Ah.
But they do have nice little rope swings, too, that you can go on.
Not if there's water moccasins in those waters.
Yeah, good luck.
What kind of bachelor party would that be? Let's go rafting.
Uh-oh. You should see the Hoosier soup up at Steelville, man.
I bet it's rough. I bet it's really rough.
Hell, dude.
Congrats, Plowsy. Best of luck in your future endeavors. I was glad to see you back on the show since the move over to Hubbard. You shall be missed, my good sir. That's from the 636, another person who is new, another new name. I heard Plowsy first time in 2014. He's been great. Best of luck, Plowsy. ILL. I-N-I, go Fighting Illini. We will miss you. Love your soccer takes from the 618. Yeah.
I actually have never heard that. Love soccer takes in the same breath.
Plowsy, I've listened to the show since before it started when Tim was making Frank Cusimano uncomfortable on the bandanas press box. Oh, yeah, bandanas. You are on the Mount Rushy of my favorite people that have ever been on the show. That's from Doug's prison wallet.
Prison wallet.
It's emotional knowing that I'm on a Mount Rushmore.
Can we get a Plowsy tell-all book since Iggy's is obviously never coming? Also, I saw Tim at Ted Drew's, but his mystique was too much, so I just admired him from afar while I watched adults push kids out of the way to get pictures with Fredbird. So Mrs. Channy Shanahan.
I'll be honest, the Fredbird line was a little bit too long for me to even justify.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to see that picture.
I was like, oh, it would be good for the fan page. It would be good to use as like a cover photo. It was just so long. And then I saw Fredbird. He's a little bit too wild for me. Like, during the picture, he's, like, tickling. And
that's a full-time job now.
Mm-hmm.
Full-time job.
Right?
I think they have a couple people, don't they? Or they just have one dude?
The guy I talked to, along with Louie of the Blues, I saw them both at the same place. They said it's a full-time job now. They're someplace almost every day. School or event or something.
Sense.
Wow.
Game.
And you can't introduce yourself on Fredbird, right? Like, outside, what do you do for a living? Because it's got to be, is it a secret? Does he have to keep it, on the lock and key?
It didn't seem to be too big of a secret where I was on this particular day. But, they keep them going.
314 people are in the YouTube chat for the final hour of the Plowhawk era. Doug, it is coming your way. Next, Plowhawk, you said you had a 30-minute speech, so I want to make sure that I...
Mm-hmm. I need to get it from my backpack.
Yep, it's coming your way. Here at the Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour. And if you just go along, you can carry it over into Balloon Party, and Jackson will adjust the Friday six-shooter to make it work.
Okay.
That's all coming up next here on TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.